Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
It's Bogman and Welch. Like that?
Whoa, get like grid.
We need
get
like,
on the grid.
They need like a sounder where it's like,
get on the grid.
And then it's just like, blah, blah, blah. You know that like classic, you know, people getting CTE NFL films sound effect that they have?
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't remember who I am. Blah.
I wanted explosions. That's what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted like real life explosions.
Ooh.
In the background.
I like, oh, maybe like the stuff. Grid, like it's we're going off the grid. You know, that's like what I like to talk about on the secret shows, or that's what my Amazon Christmas list looks like. It looks like I want to get off the grid with all of the knives and, you know, camping wear and apocalyptic based materials that are on there.
Right, right. Everything except for the guns, which is the only thing you need.
Amazon doesn't sell them.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to Walmart and get a gun. So when all that happens, the guy that's been preparing, I'll just hold him up. How about that?
Yeah, no, I'll have a lot of knives. I'll just be like, ah, brought a knife to a gunfight. This is ridiculous. I know. What I do need to do, it's something I need to hide from my wife. I need to get a bunch of guns and I need to somehow hide them. I don't know how I'd do that, but
gun safe.
Yeah, gun safe. Yeah, we need some sponsors. We need to get a gun safe and some guns. Let's get on that. I also had to, we have got, this is the radio version of In This League right here on Sports Grid. So hopefully you guys are digging and you guys are catching it as you always do. 3 hours of good fun stuff we got in store. We got Casey Bubba in hour three because he's a mensch and he's been filling in for me and helping me out a little bit. But we
had
are here.
Had to push back. Normally we record a little bit earlier, the Welsh, yeah. But we had to push back because he had a deviated septum surgery.
What?
The other day. Yeah. So.
What? What?
He sent me a picture and it's just like his nose smashed in with tape and cotton.
Yeah.
So he's like, maybe we go tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. That'll work.
Oh, my
so.
God. I had something. It had nothing to do with like that, you know, like a sleep issue, like I'm having a septum because that's usually for like sleep problems. You get your you have a deviated septum. So you get that fixed so you don't snore like a banshee. Right. Isn't that what?
Yeah, well, also it helps you just to breathe easier overall. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm always I'm trying to find any excuse I can outside of lose weight to breathe easier, but it hasn't been working. But like I had a surgery when I was 21 and I think it's helped me out a little bit. Otherwise, I would probably be in this realm. I'd either be like CPAP machine or having a surgery or something. But I had to have a dental surgery. I had 8 teeth taken out. 8.
Jesus.
4 of them were my wisdom, so maybe they don't count. But I still had 4 other teeth taken out. They were kind of like the, you know, not the
they
front fours.
They rearranged your whole face.
Dude, no. My mouth was completely rearranged as an adult. They did the there were four front teeth, like not the, you know, not the top four, you know, the first four on top or bottom, yeah, but the ones next to that. Boop, whoop, 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 whoop. All those taken out with the wisdom while they were at it, because I had to have braces when I was in my 20s, because when you get older, your jaw just stops being flexible. They had to, they took a bone saw and they went on, yep, right on my, it's my jawbone above it. Yeah, they took it and, I mean, no one can see me. I'm putting my hands there like anybody can see me right now. But it's like above where those teeth were taken out, they went zzz, zzz, on each side of the jaw. And then in the middle where I think the septum is, they like hammered that back or out or something like that. Oh. So I think I might have had the septum thing done when this was. It was so invasive. And guess what? After it was done, I just got up and went in the car and drove off. Like they did the surgery in a chair.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this was at a dentist. They took eight teeth out and did three bone incisions. And
is this one of these things where you were young and stupid, where they're all like, yeah, you have to have someone come and pick you up because we're going to dope you up.
Oh, I didn't drive, like, by the
way.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
No,
oh,
no, no, okay, no, no, okay, no, no, no. I didn't drive. And
I thought you meant you were driving. So
No. What I did find out, though, is I'm one of those people when I get, like, super out of it. I guess I'm really nice, and I always worry I'm going to be the opposite. But maybe that's just my normal waking life is just me not being a nice person, maybe. I don't know. Or being rough around the edges. But, like, I'm always worried. Like, this is what worried me about our Christmas special was, like, I'm, you know, deck our balls. Last year, I was going to get obliterated drunk, and then I might start saying some stuff that, you know, I might regret. I might get canceled. And but it's the opposite, apparently. I mean, I'm not always nice. But when I had the surgery, I was walking around. I was, like, thanking everybody. And I was, like, super doped out. And then they put me on such high pain pills. I felt so good a couple hours later that I went to the casino. I went to the casino and I played blackjack. But then it wore off at the casino.
Yeah, I remember seeing bad you news. A little bit after that, and you looked miserable.
It was bad news. So. I was messed up. I was totally messed up. But, yeah, I understand the pain. So I don't know. Maybe make sure Casey's on some of the stuff. Maybe he's on a few things when he gets on the episode. Then it'll be really good in hour three.
Yeah, but he's, he's going to do the Kirk Gibson bit and
tough through it.
Pull through it. Tough through. So
that's what we do here.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be definitely good.
I'm real glad you didn't get canceled like Mason Rudolph though.
No, we just jump right into it. Only thing I wanted to mention. We'll talk about Mason Rudolph. I just wanted to mention here that due to us potentially having, we've kind of decided like we're gonna do our Christmas special over on In This League for a Patreon.
It's gonna be different though.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different this year. We're still going to allow people to send us presents. That's actually the prerequisite, is we're going to have presents. We keep reiterating that. But in thinking about it, I was on Amazon because I had to get some stuff for my kids. And I was like, I got to look at my Christmas list at it. And I was looking and I was like, I look like a psychopath. I must be a psychopath when I was looking at the list.
It's all the knives.
It's knives and like, you know, fire starters. And I was like, I don't even know if I can have this for people to look at.
Fire starters and all this stuff. And then like, If I Did It is on there as well.
Yeah, like lime shovels and all that. So I was like, I need to move some like normal person stuff up. So I was moving some comics and some graphic novels and stuff. So I was adjusting to that.
Got your Wendy's gift card up there.
Yeah, Bogman's Wendy gift card. Wendy's gift card. Yeah. Are you ready? We're going to do a Secret Santa on In This League. We'll do the Christmas special, and we will
I have some good news about that special that I can't say on the air, so I'll have to hold it for
about that special.
About that special,
really?
100%.
What is it?
So
I want to know now.
Well,
tell me during the break, or is it like a surprise I have to wait until?
No. I can tell you during the break. I just can't. I'm not going to say it on. You'll understand.
Okay. Are we getting something or is this something that you got that's going to make the special better?
Yeah. Yep. That's number two.
I already know what it is. And I don't care.
No,
that's about you. That's about you. What do I care?
Well, because aren't you going to be over here?
No.
Isn't that kind of the plan?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Just if I. Well, yeah, we'll see. Maybe.
Well, I mean, because if you're over here, you can partake. So, I mean, we'll. we'll see.
Okay, so. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how joyous everybody is. If it everyone makes it such a joyous occasion that we have to get a Christmas. I tell you honestly, if people were just so overwhelmed and wanted to send us stuff to open up and other things to do, I would get so excited to. I would want like a Christmas tree at your house. I would want to film in front of a Christmas tree. I'd like your house having a Christmas tree for some reason would be so magical.
I mean, I don't know why that would be magical.
Because you'd never have it there. You've never had a Christmas tree outside of your parents' house.
I had like a little mini one, like one that you could put on your desk. So, but it's because someone gave it to me at a Christmas party. So, I don't know where it is now. I think I threw it away.
I just want your house to be as like nice and joyous and looking Christmassy. That would be fun.
Really?
And not smelling like cat boxes.
Well, I mean, what do you want? The whole world here? let's get half of this here. You know, let's get, okay, it smells like if a cat pissed on Christmas.
That's the smell of Christmas. That's what it is. That's what it is. So we have reasons. So go check us out, patreon.com/ITL Army. We got to drop something about that here shortly. So Christmas special in December, the Secret Santa thing we'll do. And if anyone wants to send us stuff, buy me knives and buy Bogman gummies. Psychedelics and whatever. Apparently you're getting into, you're becoming Joe Rogan over here. You're just like, hey, everything I'm doing is like, I really love this DMT and I got this tank I'm sitting.
I'm not getting DMT, so yeah. Unless you know,
no.
Yeah, at Bogman Sports, you know,
crossing off that bucket list there, Bogman.
Try anything, whatever. I got 3 years probably, so
cares get it all point. In here.
Right.
I'm just doing it all, whatever. All right. So wait, you wanted to talk about Mason Rudolph being racist? Is that what you want to talk about?
I just like. The reason isn't this so impactful and hurtful towards Mason Rudolph because you can just see him being a racist. I mean, not that he is, but just look at his face and his weird haircut.
His face is the worst. You know. So I made a comment on the football podcast that Mason Rudolph's mouth looks like an Instagram filter where the mouth gets all big. Like, you know, when the mouths are put on fruit and it's like, hey, everybody. Like, and then I saw him doing his horrifically stupid canned response, you know, reading from a piece of paper. And I was like, yeah. I have never been so right about an analogy because like in my brain, I was looking at Mason Rudolph in my head. And that's why he had this big mouth. And then when I saw him again, I was like, oh, my God, like he is the biggest. He's the biggest mouth I have ever seen in my life, in my entire life. But what was interesting.
Whenever I see him, like I made up this nickname for him, Big Face Mace.
Oh, Big like, Face Mace. I like that.
Big Face Mace, you know, Mason is his name, obviously, and his face is just gigantic. It's like it's over 50% of his head is just face.
He does look like one of those guys. He looks like, you know, the star quarterback for the community college team that's like 22 years old at like a high school party, just like, you know, telling everybody how cool he is. They're telling people like his uncle has a Lancer and is going to give him $1 million when he, you know, graduates. Like he does look like a big dumb idiot, but I'm not sure if he's a big dumb idiot racist, but that's on the table, right. According to Miles Garrett. Miles Garrett says that he said something racially. I last week kind of pined about Josina Anderson just flippantly saying like, this is going to come out. It happened. It absolutely happened that this came out. But what was fascinating is that nobody corroborates it at all.
Not
Sheldon
even
Richardson.
The NFL didn't either.
But his teammate, Sheldon Richardson, was asked by a reporter about this. They asked him, they're like, hey, did you hear Mason Rudolph say anything? He's like, no. He's like, I actually didn't even hear anybody talk about it after the fact. So what Miles Garrett is asserting.
Baker said the same thing, too, because they asked Baker Mayfield about it during his press conference on Wednesday. And he said, no, I didn't hear about it. And this is you telling me about it right now is the first that I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, so. It's crazy to me because so Miles Garrett is saying that this happened. No one heard it. He didn't say it after the fact. So that happened and he didn't tell any of his teammates. He just kept that one to himself. And then a week later? A week later, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, he said something horrible. Oh, right. Really? So the NFL can't corroborate it. No players did it. You didn't say it remotely close to when it happened whatsoever. But yeah, this is what's happening. So this guy who does look like a big dumb idiot is now going to be permanently labeled as a racist. And maybe he is. I don't know.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
a gross situation between those two, by the way.
It's so bad. It's so bad, dude. And that's the thing is, you know, I make the joke about, oh, it's so hurtful because it totally looks like it could be possible because of Mason Rudolph's face. I mean, obviously, it's a joke, but it is hurtful. I mean, you know, and I just can't imagine anyone in that situation. You know, maybe you're just hurling out the worst thing you can think of because you're so mad. But I just can't imagine anyone in Mason Rudolph's situation who, you know, you went to Oklahoma State and you played for the Steelers where, you know, 65 to 75% of your locker room is African-American guys, that you would be spitting that out. That's just so dumb.
Well, but
you
know? There are some guys like that, though. Like that has happened. I mean, who was the who was the idiot receiver with the Eagles?
Riley Cooper.
Yeah, Riley Cooper. A big, dumb idiot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But
where is he right now? What Klan rally is he running?
He's keeping Mason Rudolph's spot warm.
I guess.
At the rally, I guess. I don't know. So I just don't understand. You know, I think that it wouldn't have, obviously nothing excuses what Miles Garrett did.
Oh, he said it too. I mean, he was like eloquently kind of dancing around, like outside of accusing Mason Rudolph of saying a racial slur. He was also like, I mean, it was just one of those things, though. It's like, you know, relationship fighting. It's like, listen, I'm at fault. Even though you did this horrible thing, it doesn't, you know, he was doing that. There was a bunch of butts in there. He's like, it doesn't excuse what I did, which was horrible. But yeah, this guy did this horrible thing. I just hate that it's gotten to there. It's such a nasty, gross situation that's going to follow both of these guys. Miles Turner suspension. Or Miles Turner.
Miles
Garrett. I don't know why Miles Turner's on my mind. He just got activated the other day. That's why. I had to activate him in all my leagues. Miles Garrett didn't get his suspension overturned, while Pouncey got his suspension reduced from 3 to 2 games. So it's one of those where, I mean, Garrett's got to be pissed that he's the villain in this story. Like, other guys are getting their suspension stuff dropped. Mason Rudolph is walking around, you know, I mean, it's got to piss him off. Mason Rudolph he's culpable in this to a degree, but like, he's 100%. Getting nothing to him. It's just like,
we got fined. I mean, this is, you know, Mason Rudolph hasn't been in the league that long. This is only his second year, but it's only Miles Garrett's third year. So, you know, neither one of these guys have been in the league that long, but this was a first time offender type of deal for Mason Rudolph too. It's not like he's Albert Haynesworth. Whereas for Miles Garrett, you know, there's video of him punching guys and, you know, just little things, nothing like this, obviously.
No.
But, you know, Mason got fined, and the Steelers got fined $250,000.
A lot of money.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. I did read that. Oh God, there was some fine the other day levied against some super rich person. God, what was it? I think it was $50,000 for the Mavericks for tampering or something, like after Mark Cuban said something. And they said with his wealth, that is equivalent, like him paying $50,000 would be equivalent to normal guy paying $1.
Well, at least it's not as embarrassing as the NCAA telling the upcoming number one overall pick that because he had to borrow money from a family friend, that he now has to pay $11,000 to a charity of his choice, which is one of the biggest laughable things. You know, we can debate what's more laughable, that or the non-fumble call in Thursday Night Football. That's what we're going to get to. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up right here on Sports Grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
I like that we're doing that. Let's do that every single time. Every single show. What's up? It's In This League. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. Find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh and at Bogman Sports. That's for all you radio listeners that might not already be avid fans, which what's your problem? How did you not love segment one? For the podcast listeners, you guys know where you can listen, which is iHeart, Spotify, all the places that podcasts are, we are. And every single Saturday, 3 hours is just dropped into your lap. 3 hours of entertainment, sports talk, all that type of stuff. This time of year dominated by football. But I will tell you, you know, in moving away from how bad and stupid the whole Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph situation is. And really, unfortunately, it's a situation like, how does anybody talk about it? You know, it's like,
yeah,
really, yeah, really rough. Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I mean, I'll leave this to Stephen A. Smith to talk about. Maybe T.O. and Stephen A. Smith. I'll leave it for them to talk about.
Oh, my God.
But
well, it was like one of those few times where you're like, oh, man, Stephen A. is schooling somebody. Like, who do you root for in Stephen
A.
versus T.O.?
But T.O. dropped the first bomb. He started the war. That was brutal.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was a funny situation. Just seeing both those guys are, I don't know that, you know, Stephen A. is not, is Stephen A. unlikable? Because T.O., I mean, everybody knows T.O. is unlikable.
Yeah,
but is Stephen A. unlikable, or is he just annoying because he's been on TV for too long?
I think, okay, there's two things. I think T.O. actually helped his likability by dropping a bomb on Stephen A. Smith. I think a lot of people like that because a lot of people don't like Stephen A. Smith.
Yes, but that's very true.
I think Stephen A. Smith is more likable than Skip Bayless.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nothing likable about Skip Bayless. Like, you can, Stephen A. Smith kind of gets caught in himself sometimes. Like, you can see online, he'll joke about himself. It's similar to, you know, how people meme Shannon Sharp and they'll also meme stupid Stephen A. Smith, but they kind of both go along with it. Like,
right.
Bayless is always in character. So that's what's nuts. Like, Stephen A. Smith, I think.
I don't even know if it's a character for Skip, you know.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Argumentative.
Yeah, that's
jerk.
A good point.
That's all.
Yeah, so. But no, I mean, I know what you're saying. I just think people just don't like him, but he's not unlikable. But it made T.O. It helped T.O. But getting back to, like, what is dumber, I still can't get over. I don't want to go too crazy on this because I want to talk about what happened in the Thursday night game. But if you are comparing the stuff that the NCAA did with James Wiseman, it's just baffling. Is the the amount of people, I know it's kind of an older story now right now, but like, the amount of people that have jumped in to talk about what, like, how does the NCAA not look at themselves and go, boy, guys, we look like a bunch of silly geese right now. Like, look at us. Like, it's like the, it's my Paul Rudd meme. It's like, who would have thought we'd have been here? Look at us. Not me. to
I didn't think I'd be paying $11,000 I don't have to someone.
When did the NCAA become the primary caregiver for every college athlete? Because they get to make the, if a guy wants to borrow money from a family friend.
Okay. So here's where I mean, and you're putting me in a bad spot here I have to defend the NCAA.
This is great.
But, you know, it's not a family friend where James Wiseman got the money, right? It was from Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, it's a family friend.
His head coach is a family friend?
Yeah, family friend. They're buddies. It's
Penny Hardaway giving this money to the Wiseman family, while I am with you, is his own business. It's whatever he wants to do. But it isn't that kind of shady? Isn't that a little bit shady? I mean, it's not a lot of money to Penny, so it doesn't really matter to him. So for me, I feel like this shouldn't matter to anybody.
But he didn't give the money. It was a loan.
No, he gave it to him. I mean, sure, you can call it a loan and say it's paid back or whatever. He gave them $11,500 so that they could afford to move to Nashville so that Wiseman could play at Memphis because he was going to be the head coach in a season.
Jesus, so, $11,000 to move? Like, I might have to be moving soon. Like, is that what it's going to cost me? I can't do that. I need Penny as a friend.
No, I don't think. You're not moving to Nashville, so from wherever Wiseman, I have no idea where he's from. But and it might not even have been, you know, that long of a move, but that's what they said it was for. It was for moving expenses.
Okay, but so, it could have been a loan.
Maybe it even was.
He loaned him that money because Wiseman was gonna. I don't know. I just think.
But see the whole thing. And look, if he wasn't the coach, then it also doesn't matter to me. But the whole reason that this is even a thing is because they're saying that he was a representative of the University of Memphis because he'd been a booster before. So it's not even that his coach paid for him to move because he wasn't coaching at this time. It's more of a booster paid for a kid to move. So NCAA infractions and all this stuff. But their solution is so stupid. Mm. You know what? Okay, now you just have to take all that money that you didn't have and pay it towards a charity. Well, guess what? Where do you think he's going to go get the money to do this?
Hey, Penny.
Probably from an agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Uncle Penny, you know, can you cover me again?
Are you excited for your new job working on the board for the NCAA, Bogman?
Oh, God, yes, please, put me on there. I would argue with everything tooth and nail. I'd be the biggest pain in the ass ever to them.
We're so inundated with stupid things going on. Everything is so stupid. We have players.
Well, Chase Young was even worse. Did you see the Chase Young stuff? He literally got a personal loan from a family member. It was like an uncle or a cousin or something.
Yeah, maybe I was convoluting a little bit of the. Maybe I had put both of them in because that. I think that's what I was thinking of. I mean, I knew that Wiseman had gotten it was supposedly borrowing money, but maybe I'm thinking of the Chase Young one where I was associating an actual family member loan.
Well, either way, it's none of the goddamn NCAA's business.
No, it's not.
As far as I'm concerned. So I understand the Wiseman thing a little bit more because it looks seedy. Like, it's a bad look for them. So I kind of understand that, you know, like how the NFL snaps to attention when something makes them look bad, like how they had the suspensions ready to go the day after the fight and all that stuff. You know, normally when guys get in a fight or they get in a something where they need to be fined, the fines come down on Tuesday, but that's not what was going to happen. After the fight on last Thursday night it was immediate action. That it's kind of the same thing. Like, this looks seedy and bad for them, but Chase Young getting a loan from his cousin so that his girlfriend can fly out to watch him in his bowl game.
Yeah, that's bad.
That was what the loan was for.
NCAA is so stupid.
$1,200 or something. It wasn't an insane amount of money. So, you know, how is that any of your damn business? He's a person. Like, would they interfere with him going to the bank and getting a loan? I mean,
probably. Just at this point,
you're probably right.
They probably would. You're not allowed to have any money. You just have to be poor while they're raking in all the money. Do you think the natural progression of life is like NFL referee and then you go down the board of the NCAA? Like, do you think that's like the life tree of those people?
I don't know how you get on the board for the NCAA.
What's stupider? What is stupider at this point?
You have to be super corrupt.
What is dumber at this point? Because they're both talked about in the same respect. Is it the NCAA's treatment of the student athlete, or is it the referee situation in the NFL? I mean, I know what's more damaging. It's the NCAA, so I'm not arguing that. Which is dumber at this point?
I think the NCAA is, because it's purposeful. You know what I mean? Like, at least when the referees are bad.
They're being the most clear fumble you've ever seen in your life, having the ability to review it that could change a game, and then being like, oh, we're good.
Well, at least like the guys on the field, because any call within the last 2 minutes can be reviewed. So they were waiting for the word from New York on that. And they didn't get it. So there's nothing that the guys on the field can do.
NFL statement. They're like, well, bad cell service. Couldn't contact. Was out of range. Only had 3G.
Getting the call right. You know, you could always get the call right the first time, because I can't remember who was running the ball, to be honest with you. Was it Watson? I think it was Watson.
Yeah.
And Darius Leonard clearly stripped the ball away from him, and he was laying on his back, holding the ball by himself and waving the referees over.
It's amazing.
And they still did not call it a fumble. That has to be worse. The NCAA is worse. The NCAA is worse because it's willful and it's terrible.
Okay, so here's what it's like.
At least could be construed as a mistake by the referees. You know,
the NCAA is like,
one of my teams was involved here, so I don't really care. But
the NCAA is like the Legion of Doom. There's a bunch of evildoers up there, where the NFL referees are just like remember those old cartoons of the blind mice walking around? Like, those are the referees. So the referee situation in the NFL are just a bunch of idiots, and the NCAA are like evil masterminds, you know, in the clock tower.
Yes, I would agree with that assessment. I think that's correct.
Okay, that's it's amazing. It's amazing that goes down. It's the type of thing that makes people feel like the NFL is rigged because I think the line was like 3.5 also. And, right. you just see these type of things happen, bad calls. It just makes you feel so gross. It makes the NFL feel so gross that you continuously, I mean, really it's all sports, but you have just, I mean, baseball is attempting to do robo umps because umpires are just morons. And they're also wanting to make it about themselves. The only thing, you know what's amazing? Basketball was in the worst referee umpire type of a situation in all of sports with that, you know, with a one dude just fixing games.
Tim Donaghy.
And they've just gone dark. They're just happy as hell. Even though I think there's a Donaghy movie that is just about to come out that's going to break all that out. But like basketball, they're all good now. There's no issues with that. Where baseball and football, they're just sitting around like a bunch of blind mice poking, trying to walk around. It is amazing how bad both are at their jobs.
It is becoming the most American thing in the world to blame the refs, assess problems to the referees, the umpires, the officials, whatever you are in each game. The NFL is particularly bad because the rules are not clear, right? Do you know, I mean, if I held a gun to your head,
I don't know what a catch is. No.
What is a catch?
No, I don't even know pass interference is anymore. Do you know how many times a guy will put, it'll be like that picture of Joel Embiid, remember, with the finger on his arm, and he's like, that'll happen in the NFL and it's pass interference. And then the other times guys are literally slap boxing as they're running and they don't call it. It's like, you got to have some consistency. There's no consistency whatsoever.
And then in baseball, you have bad calls all the time on a national stage. How was that called, a strike? How do you call that fair? Any of that stuff. And like you said, they're trying to go to robo ums because the worst thing about the officiating or umpiring in baseball is that it gives the officials, you know, the umpires, a chance to be in the middle of the game and make it all about them, like you said, where they can scream back at the manager. The managers can scream at them. I mean, I think that was the first time when Dave Martinez got kicked out of the World Series game. I think it was the first time, they said, since the 70s that a manager had been ejected from a World Series game. So, you know,
How many games are going to be decided, though, by horrific play calls? Like, how many are we going to do until it's just like, all right, we're done. Like, we can't do this anymore. Like, is it, didn't you even tweet this? Like, it's becoming a tradition for Monday, for Thursday night football, for there to be a horrible call at the end of the game?
For something really stupid to happen at the end of the game, because the fight last week and then this call this week. I mean, this call was, it's just pathetic. You know, it's really pathetic because even after all the stuff that we just told you, you know, Deshaun Watson, clear fumble, Darius Leonard is on the ground. The Texans called a timeout after that. The Colts are out of timeouts. So the Texans run up to the line and you're like, okay, they're going to get a playoff before they have a chance to look at it. And that's just going to be the way it is. And that I think everybody could have lived with. And I don't think we'd be talking about this today if that had happened. But what actually happened was they run up to the line to call a play. And the Texans call a timeout, which gives New York more time to look at the replay, and they don't. And also there's apparently some controversy because the stadium is supposed to play a replay of any play that happens. They're obligated to show the fumble, and they didn't show the replay of that on the big screen at all, which doesn't make any difference to the referees as far as making the call, because that call comes from, you know, the extra official in New York to see whether they're going to review it or not. And they just didn't do it. So it's like you stopped the game for so long and everyone complains about referees, right? I mean, even Tom Brady, the Welsh, he's bitching about the referees, right?
Yeah.
And you have all that stuff and you won't stop for a minute and a half in a game deciding play to review it and look at it. So what are you doing? Like, why are we going through all of this if you're not going to use it at the right time? It just drives me crazy.
I'm happy.
I don't even know what to say about it.
I'm happy the end of this did happen, though, because then it takes the eyes off of, or the ears off of, my horrific Jonathan Williams take this week. So, I mean, I didn't expect the team to run 39 times. And Jonathan Williams got 26 of them, went over 100, also caught a ball, scored a touchdown. The touchdown he looked really good on. Jonathan Williams looked really good. Not that I wasn't picking him up. I think we put him as the top waiver claim regardless.
We did.
He was still number one, so you're picking him up. It was just, oof, I don't know about playing him.
Well, Jordan Wilkins was hurt, you know.
I thought Nyheim Hines, actually. To be honest with you, had I been given a little bit more time to go through, I might have said Nyheim Hines is the guy I like the most this week. He had an okay day and 60 total yards, a couple catches, about 8 points. But Jonathan Williams, 26, 104 and a touchdown and had one catch for 17 yards. He looked like an absolute stud.
How about all the people that are like, DeAndre Hopkins has as many points as John Brown and all that stuff? Yeah, not anymore.
Well, he did play Thursday.
He did play Thursday, and he scored Bogman. You know what? He scored as many touchdowns as John Brown has this year on Thursday Night Football. So
no, yeah, John Brown has he has four.
He has four touchdowns.
Yeah, I think so. I think they both had four touchdowns. No, I think they both had four touchdowns.
I don't think that's right. I thought John Brown had more yards because I thought John Brown caught his first touchdown since week one this week. But I mean, there are many things going through my brain right now. So
yeah, Will Fuller came back, looked good. I'm not sure. I had him in a couple of weeks. I didn't start him, unfortunately, which is a bummer. But seven targets, seven catches, 140 yards. Hopkins was 6 for 94 with two touchdowns. Houston was able to steal one.
He's got four.
Yeah. Ooh.
He scored two against the Dolphins. That's what it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, joking aside, you're not actually comparing. No one's comparing. We're just making fun of the situation, John Brown to DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins got back, and it's kind of the assertion of, like, boy, Hopkins does well when he has Will Fuller on the side of them. When both of those guys are stretching the field, they're in a really good spot. Colts continued to look good, but they didn't have much in the pass game. T.Y. Hilton was completely shut down. T.Y. Hilton's going to ruin a lot of people's week 12s that last minute wanted to put him in. These last minute Thursday night injury ones, I hope you have better options. Luckily, I don't think I had Hilton in anywhere in the one league I had him, so it ended up working out. But hey, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue lamenting probably about all the sports, but we will be setting some DFS lineups, and we have got a week 12 preview coming up. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Are you ready?
ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Every time. Well, we'll probably stop it after this. It's super annoying. What's up? It's In This League. It's your boys, Bogman and the Welsh.
I'm upset, the Welsh. Why upset? I want you to know that.
Is it because of what you did tell me what was sent to you, which maybe you're not upset because of that.
That would make me upset. So yeah,
that's a bit. That's a no for me, dog. That's a big no for me.
Really?
That's a no for me.
Oh, come on.
Nah, that trips me out. Literally, it's too much.
Our idea. Remember, we were pitching an idea here, Wokeopoly.
Oh yeah, Wokeopoly.
And, it has already actually been done by Monopoly. So it's called Miss Monopoly.
Oh, I forgot.
And the tagline is for the first time, women make more than men.
It's like, how did that get made?
I mean, this was like a week after. It's like,
it's a real thing.
Was this already in development or what? What was happening here?
I wish I don't know.
You are dancing. All right, I got a different one for you. Let's dance away from that because I can feel you squirming. So
that was a little bit more of a secret show topic, by the way. Yeah, we're going to kind of save secret show, fine. But
we'll skip it. Here's my other question for you: okay. Is what the hell is with the I'm going to tell my kids this is blah blah blah?
Oh my God!
On Twitter, where did it come from, and why will it not go away?
I had to tell you, dude. Like. I think I'm like irrelevant anymore because I've reached the stage where I'm only annoyed by every trend that happens. Like I don't ever see one of the trends and you know, the things that happen. I'm like, oh, that's fine. I get mad. I get physically mad and annoying anytime one of these things take place on Twitter. They happen all the time. It's, you know, only incorrect answers on this movie. You know, what's this movie about? Incorrect answers only. Shut up. This one, it might be the worst of the worst of them. It's a picture video of somebody and then you're telling your kids and it's something stupid. I hate it. I hate it. It makes me mad. I don't get it. It's funny for 4 seconds and then it goes on for days and days and all it is horrible.
Yeah, I just don't like.
I think it makes me the worst.
I feel like it's Cotton Eye Joe. Where did he come from? Where did he go?
I feel like, you know what? I feel like you and I need to go over to TikTok or something. Like TikTok is for kids, apparently, or like younger people. And all it is like, it looks like it's fun videos and stuff. And there's just, you know what the best part about it is? There's no Twitter a part of it.
I thought it was another dating app. I didn't know TikTok? What it was.
Did you?
Right? Yeah. I mean, for a while, I thought it was. I thought it was one. What's the one where the chicks pick the guys and the guys can't do anything? Bumble or whatever it is. So I thought it was one of those when it first started. Like it first started like a year ago. So, but I know that it's kind of taken off recently. It's like Vine. That's TikTok. Right?
I have a brand new podcast idea. I'm pitching a new idea.
Oh,
it's
no.
Called Bogman on Bumble. And we do a weekly review of what happens to you on Bumble.
It'd be the most boring show ever because no chick would ever pick me with all those guys with their 12-pack abs on there. And, oh, here's a 36-year-old loser living with his cats. Let's
but, like,
pick him.
But this is what I want, Bogman. And it would go for me. I'm not picking on you. The same would go for me. I want to know about the women that choose you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you just want to see what's wrong with them?
No, I just want to know. I want to know the things. isn't this just like, do you remember that just, I mean, horrifically just depressing app, Hot or Not, that they had a long time ago.
Wasn't that like one of the first things on Facebook?
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't on Facebook. It was like a website. Like you would go and you would put your picture in and people would just vote and just, you know.
But I remember that from the Facebook movie. Like I think that Zuckerberg made that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Then sold their information to Russia?
Yeah. Well, what he did was he made that and then he put some girl's picture on it that he hated that like dumped him or something. Like he did it. It was a vindictive thing that he did. Mm. So, and he knew that she would be voted not because he put up some crappy picture of her or something. Like I could be making up details here, but I'm not making it up because I remember it from the movie. Like I know that he was a big part of that. So, but that was like pre-Facebook. So Jesus, what was that? You know, 1999. So
could we do Bogman on Bumble?
No.
Oh. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know how Bumble works. I don't know how any of them work. How do we get there? Why are we on that? Why are we talking about the apps?
Because we were talking about the I'm gonna tell my kids this is blah blah blah.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell my kids I deleted Twitter in 2019. Where did it
like some of them are kind of funny, you know, like somebody said, I'm gonna tell my kids that this was Babe Ruth and it was a picture of Bartolo Colon. That was kind of funny.
It's not. None of them are funny. There's not one that I haven't laughed at one. Not one has made me be like, oh, that's funny. It's just like, no, it's just stick. It's just stupid. You know what 1,200 I've seen? I'm going to tell my kid this is Christian Yelich, and it's a picture of Paul Spohr. It's not funny. It's not funny anymore. We get it. He looks like him. None of it's funny.
Yeah. I guess I'm with you. It's just one of those things where I'm like, it was something that I didn't see anybody doing, and then every single person was doing it.
Yeah,
like. A day later. So I was just,
I hate myself for it more than anything because I feel myself just being like, just rolling my eyes every time, just rolling my eyes at every one of them. And I'm just like, ugh.
You
like,
want to be an old man. You want to be the cool guy.
Yeah. But I'm not, I'm obviously not. I'm just like, I'm rolling my eyes at them. I'm not saying it. I'm not going on and like bashing people, which probably be more entertaining about it, but I'm just rolling my eyes at all of them. And then I realize I'm like, oh God, like I'm just the old, like I'm cynical, but like I'm becoming the like, get off my lawn, you know, like you guys can do what you want on Twitter, but you're not funny. Like if I see somebody tweet that, I'm like, oh, that's not a funny person. Like they're not funny at all. They're going with the thing.
Oh man, you sound judgmental today. A little bit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. I mean, when you say something along the lines of, I see that and I just know if you're posting it, you're not a funny person.
That's
judgmental, right?
It has to do with AJ Green being officially out for week 12. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever.
It's week 12, the Welsh. That would mean we have 5 weeks left. Yeah. How many of those 5 weeks does he play?
I don't know. It just needs to play one for me to be right and you to be wrong. That's right. What do you want to do?
Any of them.
You want to play, speaking of a better app, you want to play a DraftKings app?
Let's go to DraftKings.
All right.
So
let's build a team. What do you got?
I actually kind of, I don't know. It's a little more difficult this week, but I went.
Let me guess. You love your FanDuel and you don't like your DraftKings because it was kind of hard.
No. To be honest, I feel like for the first week to me, FanDuel was a little bit tougher than DraftKings.
Really?
I went cheap twice and I want to know, did you do that same strategy where you bottomed out on a couple spots?
Yep, I did. On DraftKings, okay. I kind of played the stack and I bottomed out. And let me see, on FanDuel, I think I did the same thing. Yeah, I did I kind of did the same thing on FanDuel.
All right, so at quarterback, I went with Matt Ryan against Tampa Bay. So 6,700, I think that game should be a shootout, has the highest over of the week. So let's go with Matt Ryan. Running backs, I went with Nick Chubb. I've already kind of talked about this. I think that the Browns want to run the ball a ton this week. They've got three starters, I think, missing on the defensive line. So they're going to want to hold the ball to keep it away from whoever they're playing. Just so happens that they're playing Miami, who is terrible at everything. So I think Nick Chubb is going to have a nice, huge game this week. Then I went to Todd Gurley on Monday Night Football against the Ratbirds. I think that the Rams just have to realize that they're not going to get anything done unless they start giving the ball to Todd Gurley. So he needs to get the ball. He needs to be fed. Over 20 touches last week. Let's go with him again. My wideouts, I stacked Calvin Ridley with Matt Ryan. And then I paid up for Michael Thomas because it's just inevitable. Michael Thomas is going to wind up catching around 10 balls, have 120 yards, and hopefully get in the end zone. This is where I went cheap. I went with Kelvin Harmon of the Redskins at 3,300 because he was in on, I think, 93% of the snaps for the Redskins last week. So he should get some targets, even if they are from Haskins. My tight end is Vance McDonald because pretty much everybody's hurt. Looks like Deontay Johnson's going to end up playing for the Steelers, but Juju's going to be out, and it's going to be a mess there. You know, James Conner's out, so I think that Vance McDonald could be seeing some more targets. My flex, I went with Patrick Laird because I'm running out of money now. $3,400 for him. He's very, very cheap. Kalen Ballage is the worst in the world at anything. And my defense, I went with the Lions against the Redskins because Dwayne Haskins is bad. So going through it quickly, Ryan, Chubb, Gurley, Michael Thomas, Harmon, Ridley, Vance McDonald, Patrick Laird, Lions defense.
All right. We got some a few similarities here. At quarterback, I went with Drew Brees. Drew Brees makes me feel fine. Throwing all the touchdowns down the line. Kind of faded there a little bit. Drew Brees at 6,600. Running back, I've got Alvin Kamara. So that's part of the stack that I'm building. Alvin Kamara at 8,200. Not cheap. Todd Gurley is my second running back at 6,000. Is cheap.
Look at that.
Pretty good value. Wideouts, I also went with Michael Thomas, so I've got a Saints stack of Kamara, Breeze, and Thomas at 9,300, so I had to really start getting cheap after all those buys. Number two wideout, I'm going with your James Washington against Cincinnati,
nice.
5,000, and I'm going uber cheap, 3,900 Marquez Valdes-Scantling against San Francisco with Green Bay, because I think he's going to pop out a little bit in this game. At tight end, I went with Cameron Brayton, all his targets going up against Atlanta for 3,600. At flex, 4,200 Bo Scarborough against Washington Redskins. I love that one. And the Tennessee Titans at 3,200 against the Jags. I'm actually quite fond of this team, which again is Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Todd Gurley, Michael Thomas, James Washington, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Cameron Brayton, Bo Scarborough, and the Tennessee Titans defense.
Looking at the deals on DraftKings, there was actually a decent amount of quarterbacks below the poverty line. So you tell me what deal you'd want out of these guys here. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Racist at 5,500. Jeff Driscoll at 5,500. Jared Goff at 50. See, it's too easy. Like, he can't be a racist. These jokes are too easy. Jared Goff at 5,500. Then Foles at 54. Tannehill at 53. Kyle Allen at 52,
Kyle
Trubisky
Allen.
At 51, Kyle Allen, Mason Rudolph, Ryan Fitzpatrick at 5,000, Haskins at 49, Finley at 47, and Brandon Allen at 4,600. If you had to pick one of those cheap quarterbacks,
my God.
Who would it be?
Who again?
Well, you can look on the sheet too.
Kyle Allen Rudolph, is actually
Red-Nosed Racist.
I kind of like Kyle Allen.
Everybody's
this week.
Time on Thursday
against New
Sorry,
Orleans.
DJ
Moore.
I
kind of like Kyle Allen if I was trying to go really cheap. I don't remember any of the other names you said, but where are they?
That's okay, actually, that's a good one. I like Kyle Allen.
I kind of like, now that I'm actually looking at your list, Tannehill, 5,300.
Tannehill?
Those two. Those are the only two, though. I like Tannehill and Kyle Allen.
No, Jared Goff on a bounce back playing catch up against Baltimore.
I'm good, dog.
Yeah, look what they just did to Watson. Running backs here. Montgomery. Now I have to make up a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Racist song. This is
you probably do. Ooh, you could debut it on our Christmas special.
Yep, I sure can.
I think we've done a song happening. Every single year.
Oh God, this one's going to be a lot of fun.
That is going to be a lot of. I mean, Bogman, you might have just sold some ITL Army subscriptions. So good on you, man.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Racist. David Montgomery at 5,500 this week against the Giants is actually a great deal. I'm actually kind of pissed I didn't get him in my lineup. Devin Singletary at 5,400. James White at 53. Singletary's at 54. Lindsey's at 52. Sanders is at 5,000. Brian Hill at 4,900. Cohen at 48. Ronald Jones and Jordan Howard all at 48. Geis at 4,700. That's not a bad one either. 4,600, Sonny Michel. 4,500, Jamal Williams. And then McKissick, Peterson, Bo Scarborough, who you have, Frank Gore, Trey Edmonds, who might get some run at 39, Patrick Laird at 3,400, and Dario Ogunbowale, 3,200. He was involved in more snaps last week as well.
Ooh,
is there any?
Ogunbowale. Sorry.
Ogunbowale.
Ogunbowale. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we're having too much fun here.
Too much fun. So much fun, what, you'd say.
So much fun.
Well, I got Bo Scarborough at 4,200, so I'm already rostering him.
I've got Laird at 3,400. If you had to pick someone above those guys, who would you take?
I thought about Devin Singletary, but Brian Hill would probably be another. I would be willing to go one more round on Brian Hill this week. Good matchup. So Singletary or Brian Hill?
I still like that David Montgomery, 5,500 against the Giants. Giants are so bad at stopping the run. So yeah. Let's go. How about wideouts here? We got Mo Sanu at 55, Curtis Samuel, Robert Woods, Marquise Brown all at 54. Darius Slayton, who caught two touchdowns in his last game at 53. Devontae Parker at 52, Deontay Johnson and Debo at 51. Debo at 51.
Love that one. Wow, I missed that one.
Tyler Boyd and James Washington at both at 5,000, and Cooks is at 5,000. If he's good to come back, Shepard, Alshon are both at 4,900. They're both questionable though. Robbie at 4,800, AJ Brown at 4,700. Then 46 is Didi, and then Renfro, Gabriel, Josh Gordon. You have MVS, Demaryius Thomas, Jakeem Grant with his two touchdowns from last week. Reynolds, Hearns, Kelvin Harmon, my guy, N'Keal Harry. Should Mohamed Sanu not play, he's a decent play. Kendrick Bourne, 3,300. And Tim Patrick at 3,000 had a decent game and looks like he's the new number two.
Not
he's
also Deshaun Hamilton.
Yeah, but he's also questionable. He has a hip injury. So you got MVS. How about someone above MVS? Who do you like out of that group?
All right, above MVS, and I also have James Washington. So, I love the Debo one. I think that one stands out big time. Robert Woods is also returning as well. So 5,400, that's not a bad price for Robert Woods. I'm surprised Sanu is where he is. Tyler Boyd. I think Samuel and Tyler Boyd are both really good buys at like around 5,000, 51 and
5,000. Tyler Woods calling, Tyler Boyd's calling for the ball a little bit more, but he's going to have Joe Hayden. So
I picked James Washington over Boyd and they're the same price. So I like Washington a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, Boyd is likable, but he's still got Finley. You know what I mean? So I think I'd go with James Washington, just seeing his production over the last couple of weeks and knowing he should get a couple more targets. So
no James Conner. I mean, Jalen Samuel would be another one of those. But I think he's pretty I thought he was priced pretty high.
Jalen Samuels, let me look. He was come on. Every if and now and then I feel a little bit lonely. And I see that if and look in your eye.
Where is he?
7,200. Not cheap at all.
Oh, not remote. Is he really 72?
Yeah, they're going up against the Bengals.
Well, just give me a discount. All right, well, we got to go break. I'm not looking at the time. You're getting focused on every little now and then. All right, more in this league coming up, hour two. So don't you go anywhere. Right here, Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.